Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. The new afternoon show starts tomorrow. Spike on his way down might join us this segment. Talk about his the big day. I mean, again,
as the king would say, I'm talking about King James.
Oh, okay.
About damn time.
The real king. The real king. I'm sure Howard will handle that well. But, yeah, obviously looking forward to Spike getting down here. And I tell you what, you know, right on time with this Sixers play-in.
I agree.
It could have happened a long time ago, but, man, right now is a pretty good time for Spike to, join the old program. All right, let's get to what we do every day around this time, and that is the Top 5 at 5 today with Ben Kenny.
All right, a lot of talk of childhood today.
Yes.
A lot of talk of things of the past.
Yeah.
So I do have, and this has to do with things from over the weekend, five things that are not coming back.
This sounds miserable already.
It's actually, I was told to be more positive. This is kind of positive,
okay.
I think, for the listeners. Number five is me, Fran, and Dan Wilson doing top fives. Because starting tomorrow, Mr. Big Man's back in the chair.
Big Man's the fat joke?
No, importance.
That's right. That's right.
Of course.
Yeah, so the top, there's a few things I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Obviously, getting the top five and five back is
getting us out of here.
Yeah. We borderline killed the segment in the last couple of months. And the drop board. I mean, the drop board has been non-existent. I might do a top five of the drops that I've missed during this time. But you guys have done a fine job, besides Fran. But you guys have done a fine job doing the top five of five.
I think you guys have done an awesome job, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Sometimes.
Part of the top five at five, which makes it so good, is that sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
Of course.
Which is with a Fran model.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to rank the top five Fran top fives today.
I'm glad you didn't do
but
that.
But I did not.
Don't take my ideas, please.
Number four on things that are not coming back are Howard Sources. Like, where Ooh. Was he today?
Wow. You're calling out the king?
He's been red hot all offseason and with the Phillies.
He was red hot. He was red.
Well, then we can add that to the mounting evidence of his sources possibly being gone, because I didn't hear a peep about this before today.
The Devontae
Correct.
Contract? Yeah, no, the Devontae. Mailata came out of nowhere. I didn't get any inkling from Howard.
That too.
On, you know, Riding with the King or his weekly appearances. Like,
right.
Hey, watch out for a Mailata contract extension. I had no idea it was even going to happen. So where is the king is definitely a fair question. And his insider of the year is being called
Well, I will say he and Elliot missed out on the Devontae signing.
So Elliot's trying to claim.
Huh?
I know. He's trying to claim that he deserves insider of the year credit because on Friday I asked him, like, his confidence level in a Devontae Smith contract getting done before training camp or something.
Yeah.
He's claiming I asked that.
Yeah.
And he said hi. And I was like, that's informed speculation. Like
that's not insider.
There's no insight. Howard at least was like, Kellen Moore's gonna be the offensive coordinator. They're interested in Saquon.
Hold on. I had Saquon first.
You had it as the Eagles should sign him. He actually reported it.
No, that counts, though.
Well, hey, thank you, Ben.
The biggest nonsense is him claiming Whit Merrifield. That's the one that we can't let him have.
No, you can let him claim it, but Whit Merrifield kind of sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, let him have that
one. We'll give it to him.
Yeah, all right. We give him Whit Merrifield. But, yeah, Howard's on a bit of a cold streak. He threw a first pitch 40 feet, maybe, if that. It's bad, dude. Meanwhile, yesterday, I'm still spotting fastballs, man. I'm just letting everyone know. They're BP fastballs, but they're still spotting up. What's next?
Number three, things that are not coming back. Real defense in this town / Howie season. Kind of touched on it earlier.
Howie season's dead, dude.
Like, they give all the money to Devontae, and they are just loading up in the draft. Like, we enter this season, like offseason, praying that, okay, this is finally, they get the big linebacker. You know, they mm-hmm. get maybe the big safety. They rebuild the defense. They've done like nothing.
Well, hold on. Devin mm-hmm. White?
Yeah, he's a linebacker.
Here we go.
Well, that's our big linebacker.
No, he's not the big linebacker. He's a linebacker.
They gave him $3 million guaranteed.
What about CJ, GJ?
Right.
Big safety.
$10 million guaranteed. Almost a fake deal.
With $10 million guaranteed, he's here for at least 2 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Hold on, then Bryce Huff.
He extended Reed Blankenship.
I mean.
What are you extending Reed Blankenship for? I mean, I like Reed. Yeah. I'm not ripping a guy on the edge.
Why not extend Reed?
Well, it's because, like, we could do better, right? I mean, he's fine.
Well, it's going to cost you more.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. We put a lot of eggs in the Howie better be able to draft defense basket.
Justin Simmons still out there.
He is. Keep holding on. Keep holding out hope, buddy. One of these days, he's going to sign somewhere. What's next?
Well, this also might land on deaf ears, but like, isn't re-signing great players the job of a GM?
Sure.
Like, Howie's really good at it, and we acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But these things drop, and it's like, oh, this guy's a genius again. It's like, I kind of expect him to do that.
Well, it's how the contract's situated.
Oh, you mean like extending our own players?
Extended Landon Dickerson. He's like, oh, you know, genius move by Howie. It's like, I would hope that they would do that.
Right. But you do realize there's an art to fitting all this under the salary cap and making sure you have the guys. Like, he's one of the smarter GMs that can get this stuff done early rather than late, where a lot of teams do wind up finding themselves in cap issues.
Like, look at the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're about to have to pay.
They basically have told all their stars to go play on their final year of their deal.
That would never happen here. It's the way they're structured, Ben Kenny. That's why he's
genius.
Such a genius.
Super genius. Number two, things that are not coming back. It pains me to say, Tiger Woods. Like, he's there and he's playing, but I talked to myself in a couple years ago to, like, maybe he could get another one. Just, you know, shoot 74 times at Augusta and luck into it. One, like, Scotty's unbelievable from Sunday. Yeah. Two, like, it's not going to happen, and it sucks.
Well, as much as I want to fight you on this, Ben, because you got that bleep-eating grin on your face.
Yeah, don't be so
happy. You feel happy about it.
I'm not happy about that at all.
Yeah. First of all, I don't care what the score was he shot. I enjoyed watching Tiger for 4 days. Haven't seen him in I don't know how long. So it's good watching him for 4 days for those of us like Jack and I who are huge Tiger fans.
Yep.
Ben, don't try to jump in the boat with us.
Yep. Oh, I was right there.
But you're right. Listen, you're probably 90% right.
But there's still that.
But 10% is all I need, brother. That's all I need.
There's a lot of people telling us in 2019 he's never going to
win
again.
Exactly. I've heard this before. And dude, you actually brought up the great way that he could actually win it. Just shooting 70 for four straight days at Augusta would put him at -8.
Yep.
-8 is either going to have you winning it or have you in the hunt every time.
As long as Scottie Scheffler doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, you got to wait till Scottie cools off, too. Yeah, he has to cool off.
Because Scottie, I tweeted this yesterday, and I think I texted you this. Like, he's the first, would you take Scottie or the field golfer, I feel like, since Tiger.
Yeah.
Like, Koepka had a moment there. I know Koepka's a 5-time major winner.
His personality stinks.
Personality does stink. And the fifth one was last year, the four before that, whatever. But, like, Scottie's approaching that level where it's like, are you taking Scottie or the field? He's a freaking machine.
Yeah. Not very much emotion.
Which kind of – I know you can't make a guy emote, but part of the reason why golf became so popular under Tiger is, yes, he was dominant.
Because it became wear your emotions on your sleeve sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And they've lacked that since Tiger left. Like, there's good young golfers. They've had good young golfers. But the reason why Tiger was so captivating – was actually polarizing from that standpoint of like showing too much emotion.
Yeah.
But a lot of people loved it.
Yeah, Tiger was out there like it was baseball. He was hawking and spitting everywhere and
jumping across
cursing
the green
and, yeah,
and giving a fist bump that I've never seen before.
Tiger was all over the place. But yeah, no, Scheffler is man. Ice water in the veins.
Yeah.
Man.
It's because he's so emotional.
Yeah.
Yep. And by the way, that Swede kid, the
Ludvig.
Aberg.
Obert.
Oh, I'll get to him.
Obert.
Yeah, he's just might be pretty good.
He's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
All right, relax.
Well, number one on things that are not coming back is all the money I lost betting on everybody not named Scheffler.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those where I don't know if everyone does this, but, you know, you wake up on Masters Sunday, you get a coffee, you're excited. And then I decided to put money on everybody on the board that I could see that wasn't Scheffler.
Yeah, because his odds are terrible. Because he was favored by, you know what I mean? It's like, you basically, I don't know if it was even money.
On Sunday, no.
Yeah,
no,
it was Sunday. It wasn't even Monday, money yesterday. So I did the same thing, man. I bet on like four more golfers yesterday.
Yep.
So I had a total of 8-9 golfers. But I did bet on Scheffler.
But it just didn't have much of a payout.
Yeah, it just didn't have much of a payout.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually was rooting against him.
Yeah. Which was fun until the eighth hole.
Yeah. We had the double.
And we were there.
He had the double, and I was like, oh,
there's the crack. Yeah.
No, doesn't happen. He's right back in. And the freaking, the par three, it's a killer for some of these guys.
The 12th.
Yeah, like Homa.
Hey, man, corner.
Yeah.
I should have known Homa, man.
I bet on him, too.
Bet on him.
Yeah. Plus 750 is pretty good odds down, too.
Had to take it.
Yeah. I had Ludvig from before the tournament.
Dude,
he was
good,
all
man.
Over that
one. Had to be pretty good.
I know
2700.
Yeah,
I know. Ike's not a Ryder Cup's man, but mm-mm. I'm already dreading him in the Ryder Cup for the next like 10 years. That guy's gonna be a Ryder Cup killer.
He kind of killed him already.
He did kill him last time. I know.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah, Speeds man. Meanwhile, best Swedish athlete of all time.
We get Cantlay and Schauffele.
Oh, Cantlay,
which is honestly, I'm a Team Europe fan.
Don't hate on Schauffele.
See, this is your
it's
problem.
My guy.
He roots for Team Europe in the Ryder Cup. By the way,
I can't stand. Like I hate these guys too much.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You root against us?
Yeah, of course.
Did he see? I told you.
With no problem.
Miserable.
Either. Yeah.
Miserable. All right. Thank God the top
that was
five.
Positive.
Sure. Sure it was.
I guess coming from him, that was sort of positive. Yeah, it was sort of.
Yep. People think I'm negative. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA. .com. I like the WNBA draft tonight.
Yes.
Caitlin.
All right. So real quick, happy the WNBA draft is tonight. Happier the WNBA season starts sooner rather than later because they can ride this momentum from the women's college basketball Final Four and championship. They can ride this momentum with Caitlin and Angel Reese.
Well, I saw today Angel Reese falling in the draft apparently.
Yeah, I don't care.
I know. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to cover it like the NFL draft.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay. But this will be a great test for the WNBA and NBA. Women's college basketball has always been good. It's never been as popular as it is right now, but women's college basketball will continue to go on to be good because it's been good for years. Tennessee, Stanford, UConn, Pat Summitt, Gina Orem, like I don't even got to name the players that have come through. But it's when they leave college and then they go to the pros, does it translate? So this is where they have to take advantage of these names that are out there right now and really start to promote the WNBA game. Because that's going to show the real test of her greatness. Mm-hmm. Not she ain't carrying women's college basketball. No, carrying the WNBA will show her greatness.
For sure.
That'll show how much of an impact she's having. Women's college basketball isn't going anywhere.
No.
It's always been here.
It's been fine. And I'd be very curious if she can. I mean, we know the struggles it's had. If she can make it a thing.
She needs a rival.
Well, I mean, Angel Reese is getting drafted this year, too.
She's not good enough offensively.
Yeah.
You got to wait on Juju.
Juju Watkins.
Juju Watkins, man.
Caitlin Clark. Well, the future, finally, starting tomorrow, as Spike Eskin now joins the program. What's happening, Spike?
Golf in the WNBA. I guess I can't get down there soon enough. I should have moved it up to Monday, I guess.
We are
what you guys are saying.
We are sportsmen. And by the way, it's Ben Kenny's fault, if anything. Three different Masters-related things.
Brought you in at the right time. Yep, golf into women's basketball. Yep, that's exactly what we do down here, Spike. Yep.
Yeah, boy, things have changed, I guess. Things have changed.
Well, by the way, I see you're leaving someone else to replace a legend like you did here. I mean, is it John Sterling hanging him up?
Yeah, John Sterling, legendary voice of the Yankees, we announced today is retiring effective immediately. John is 86, a total legend. One of the funniest, most interesting people I've ever worked with in my career. Yeah, it's going to be weird to hear those games without him. But he decided, much like Angelo, he simply did not want to work at the radio station anymore without me there.
Yep.
So
now are you guys getting Lakin up there to consult, or is this on the new guy?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You have to ask Lakin. I don't know. He moves in silence, as they say.
He really does. Yep. But dude, that's huge news. And I mean, he's definitely doing it to upstage you, right? I mean, you make your big announcement and bang, John Sterling's like, you know what, I'm out.
You know, it is kind of amazing. It's not like we had this planned with John. So, you know, part of me does think he's trying to steal my thunder a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
So all good. All good.
How's New York handling your loss?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Okay. We'll see what happens to the city in general. I don't know if they'll be able to. I can tell you, me, as I sat for 43 minutes to go 2 miles through the Holland Tunnel this morning, I can tell you I will deal with the departure of New York a lot better than New York will deal with the departure of me. So I will be fine with it, though.
Yeah.
I am genuinely, we joke around a lot. I am, first of all, genuinely incredibly thankful for everyone at WFAN and Infinity Sports Network just welcoming me and having a good run up here. It was great. It was a great experience. But I am also I almost cursed. I am also really, really, really excited to get going with you guys tomorrow. I mean, this 3 months has seemed like several years. It seemed like it was never going to end. But it really is. We're going to have so much fun. And I'm so excited to do it. Like the idea of doing a WIP show in that time slot every day with you guys is not something that I ever dreamed was something that would happen. So thank you, John Marks, and thank you guys, because I'm pretty excited to do it. Let's hope we don't screw it up.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Spike. I was going to tell you exactly what I told Rod Lakin when he took over for you. We had our first phone call with him via conference call. Mm-hmm. I said, don't bleep this up.
And he didn't.
And he did not. He did not.
Kept the train running.
He did not.
Yeah. So the pressure's on me, because I say we shouldn't screw it up, but you guys are already doing fine. So if it gets screwed up, it's on me. It's definitely, it's a lot of pressure. Mm-mm. It's a lot of pressure.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. No, we're looking forward to it, brother. Excited. I know a lot of people are excited, despite the comments we see under our announcement.
Yeah.
Screw those people.
Always positive.
Wow. Everybody I've talked to, they are certainly have been anticipating the show and are excited to hear what the new show will bring. So we are excited to get started tomorrow. Only people that are unhappy are all of the young producers that have been filling in for Jack.
Well, I think they could all use a little more seasoning, if we're being honest. You know, the 5-5 came at them pretty hard, I think. I think we're saying maybe some more than others. You know,
are we saying the light's too bright?
Well, you know, Fran, you know, the lights for Fran, maybe slightly too bright. You know, they all brought their
poor
own
Fran,
little
dude.
Flavor to it. Yeah.
What was Fran's flavor?
Well, okay, so this is the way I look at it. Ben's flavor was depressing.
Angry.
And dry. Yeah.
Negative.
Buzz's flavor was, like, really long, I guess you could say.
Well,
he just wanted more airtime. Yeah, Buzz just wanted more airtime.
I'm not sure on his length, but I hear what you're saying.
No diggity.
Yeah. Wow. And then, of course, Fran's style was terrible. So they all brought their own different flavor to it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just excited to get the drop board back. I miss seeing all those drops in front of me. So either way, it's gonna be great.
I don't care.
I know. It's gonna be back. Spike.
Yeah, and I think some of the drops you're gonna have to explain to me. Maybe we should have like a regular thing where you're explaining some of the drops for me, because when I left, the only drops there were some good Doug drops, of course.
Right.
And then there was Mark saying that he'd take Josh Allen over Wentz.
Yeah.
Which
yep.
is.
Been long you know, retired. Yep. Been long yeah. retired.
Which was actually, sounds like a smart decision.
Yeah. That, he got backlash for that. It was a good take. It was a good take. Now, hold on. The maxi drop, have we explained that one to you?
He is not.
Oh, yeah. Him choking from him crying.
Yeah, yeah. About Rajon Rondo.
That one.
about Rajon Rondo. The full clip makes it that much better. But it's going to be a great time. So get on down here, buddy. All right.
Yeah. I'll see you guys. You guys are in the air at 2. So using my dad's on air thing, I think I will be there at 1:59:23, ready to rock.
Perfect.
Sounds good, brother.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. And right, hold on, right in time for Sixers. The Sixers play in.
That's right.
And listen, if the basketball gods care about you, Spike, and I would like to think that they do, Sixers next round too is just perfect.
Right.
Oh yeah, we talked about it at work today. I mean, the only fans in my building that I am at war with constantly are Knicks fans. Sixers versus Knicks would be a war. First of all, it'd be a great series.
Yes,
that team grinds. The Knicks team grinds. But I think we beat Miami handily on Wednesday night. This is the time, and then. Look, they're going to it's a tough run ahead of them. You go from Miami playing to Knicks to probably Bucks and then to Celtics. They got to play the three other best teams in the East. So this is the way it should be. And you said I'm getting it right in time. I may have said to my boss here in New York, Chris, at some point last week, I go, come on, man. The Sixers playoffs are starting next week. I got to be on it. Like, please, next week. I got to be on. I said, what is my value if I get down there after the Sixers playoffs are over? What am I worth? I'm not worth anything.
And they respect the programming.
They respect the programming.
Jack's a baseball guy. Ike's a football guy. Jeez, give me a week and a half of the Sixers playoffs. At least make it sound like I know what I'm talking about, for God's sake. So, all right.
All right, buddy.
Can't wait, brother.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
All right,
yep.
See you tomorrow. Spike on his way down.
Coming to the city to take over as the number one hoops guy in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's coming to do.
You can argue he was number one hoops guy while living in New York.
Good point. So, good point by you.
Thank you.
Well, I thought you guys had the number one podcast.
Oh, no. No. We simply exist, buddy. Although I did want to change the name of the podcast. Because we're already clap your hands.
Yeah.
I wanted to change it to the rights to Ricky Council.
Oh, they got Ricky Council signed yesterday.
Yeah, 4-year deal, baby. $8 million.
Yeah, we don't do anything small, man. Yeah, 4-year deal.
That's right. For Ricky Council, man. RC4. I love him, though. He's better than Toby.
We all do.
Yeah, he's better than Toby. 215-592.
You ought to get Toby's number when he leaves.
Dude, how about?
I'm not feeling 16.
Did you see Spencer Haywood yesterday?
I did.
The congratulatory
video.
He
recognizes greatness when he sees it.
It was the most insane video I think I've ever seen.
True story. Met Spencer Haywood as a freshman at Michigan State. He came to speak to us.
Is he a Smarty?
No, he's just from
that area.
That area, yeah. And he came. It's the first time I'd found out about Spencer Haywood. You know, he's the first person, I believe, to leave college early.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I didn't know about that.
No. And he said that Toby should be getting his Hall of Fame jacket fitted. So,
you know who he was once married to?
No.
Look her up. Iman. Or Iman.
Iman?
Yeah. Imani. Iman. She's a model.
Okay.
Look her up.
I will. On the other side,
Google.
The text line, and we'll kick off leading off as we lead into Phil's Rockies down at CBP. All that's coming up next on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WYP. Don't miss any of the big games this MLB season with
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.